Chapter 4. 18 hours later, her blinding headache still hadn't eased. She was somewhere southwest of Florence trying to drive a stick-shift Fiat Panda through the dark night on a strange road marked with signs in a language she couldn't read. Her knit dress had bunched under the seatbelt and she'd been too groggy to do her hair. She hated herself like this, messy, disorganized, depressed. She wondered how many disastrous missteps an intelligent woman could take and still keep her head up. Considering the current condition of her head, this woman had taken a few too many. A sign flashed by before she could read it. She slowed, pulled off to the side of the road, and made herself back up. No worry about hitting anyone coming from behind since she hadn't seen another car for miles. The Tuscan countryside was reputed to be exquisitely beautiful, but she'd made the trip after dark, so she hadn't seen much. She should have gotten an earlier start, but she hadn't been able to drag herself out of bed until late afternoon. Then she'd simply sat in front of the window and stared, trying to pray, but unable to do so. The panda's headlights came to rest on the sign, Casa Leone. She turned on the dome light to look at the directions and saw that she'd somehow managed to stumble back onto the proper road. God protected fools. So where were you last night, God? Someplace else, that was for certain, but she couldn't blame God or even all the wine she'd drunk for what had happened. Her own character defects had driven her to monumental stupidity. She'd rejected everything she believed in, only to discover that Dr. Favor had been right as usual. Sex couldn't heal the broken places. She pulled back out onto the road. Like so many other people's, her broken places originated in childhood. But how long could you keep blaming your parents for your own failures? Her parents had been college professors who'd thrived on chaos and emotional excess. Her mother was boozy, brilliant, and intensely sexual. Her father, boozy, brilliant, and hostile. Despite being authorities in their respective academic fields, neither could achieve tenure. Her mother had a tendency to indulge in affairs with her students, and her father had a penchant for getting into shouting matches with his colleagues. Isabel had spent her childhood being dragged from one college town to the next, an unwilling witness to lives that had spun out of control.